Coming next to the stage, another Your Stories Pro. I love this man. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Mr. Chris Crotwell. You going to talk about abstinence, Chris?
I wasn't really a choice.
Same here, buddy.
I was 19. I married her. It didn't work out. That's not what this story's about, though. I'm just saying, it's probably not the best course of action. My second year in Chicago, I was dog-sitting for a friend. No air conditioning, no cable, no internet, no media present except for one DVD box set of Castle. Which is like giving a starving man an entire sleeve of saltines. And just thinking that he'll be fine. It's not how it works. And then the phone rang, and it was my friend Andy from college. And a few things about Andy. If you met him, you could be forgiven for thinking that he is just a redneck. Or a yokel. Or some sort of weird banjo-plucking miscreant from the woods. But he has a very, very thick and very regional southern accent. He also has a degree in physics. And when he graduated, he sold everything he owned, bought a boat in New Jersey, a 25-foot sailboat in New Jersey, lived on it, and spent 2 years working as a barback in a gay show tunes bar to save money for fixing it up. And when he called me, the boat was done, and he needed to get it from New Jersey to Charleston, South Carolina. And he could not sail a sailboat single-handedly from New Jersey to South Carolina. And I was unemployed. And I didn't like my friend's dog very much. So I dropped it off at some other friend's house, and he bought me a plane ticket. And I went out there and spent an entire week helping him get this little 25-foot boat down the entire eastern seaboard. You just sail all day, and then at night you pull into the closest town you can find, and then you just do it again. And we talked about everything, because there's nothing else to do. So we talked about his dad, who'd recently died. He grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, so we talked about how fucked up and insane that was. You know, we talked about my divorce and what Chicago was like. And then we ran out of shit to say, so we just had four quiet, quiet days on a boat. And it's hot, and it's filthy, and it's miserable, and the only stove that he has is just two bricks with a sterno underneath them that you can just, like, put a can of vegetables on its side over. As it's all we get to eat. And then these two tiny, tiny cots. Because, I don't know, a 25-foot boat is not very big. And if there's not any wind, we have to use the outboard motor he has, which gets us going a roaring 5 knots. And I don't know if you know how fast 5 knots is, but it's not fucking fast. They're old ladies on walkers can get going faster than 5 knots uphill. And we have a deadline to make. We have to get to Charleston, South Carolina, so we start having to just take shifts and steer the boat 24 hours a day for like 3.5 days. Because he doesn't have a steering wheel, you sit at the back of this thing and just use all the strength in one arm to hold a tiller. And then there's a little bitty GPS with just a blinking arrow. And you just stare at that screen, and you hold the tiller. And you do that until you can't do it anymore. And say, like, Andy, help. We're going to die if you leave me out here. And you have to do it wearing a full rain suit. Like, during the day, I'm burning up, and I'm sunburnt. But at night, it's freezing, because there's all this salty spray coming up from the chop and the wind. And so you have to wear a full rain suit, and that's what we had to sleep in, because you can't change clothes. I couldn't stand up when I wasn't attached to the tiller, so we can't make any food, because there's no way, like, there's just no way you're going to eat. And to sleep, we had to tie ourselves down on these little cots so that you're just not bouncing around the interior of a cabin. And at one point, when we were almost all the way there, I started to feel a little more alert, but then I realized that I was just hallucinating my balls off. Because we were coming into Charleston, and they have all these buoys set up to show you where the channel is so you can get back in. And all I can see is a giant lion's mouth opening for me to sail into, like I'm in fucking Agrabah or something. And I feel like that's fine at this point. It seems completely reasonable. Until I just run us completely onto a jetty. And Andy is thrown out of his cot into the front wall of the main cabin of the boat. And he comes up and he's like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "It was a lion, man. I don't know. I can't do this anymore." But we did make it. We made it to South Carolina and beat to shit and sunburnt and disgusting and probably malnourished. And it was absolutely one of the best weeks of my entire life. I got to see how locks work. That's really thrilling if you're as nerdy as I am. We got to go through a swamp. I felt like a ghost pirate. And I think about Andy a lot because right now he is somewhere off the coast of South America. He just took off in that little 25-foot boat by himself from South Carolina and went to the Caribbean. And when he got bored of an island in the Caribbean, he'd just go to another one. And then he just single-hand sailed it out to South America because his goal is to be in Brazil for the Olympics. And I think, you know, nobody eats one slice of pizza. That's not satisfying. You eat the whole goddamned pie, right? If you're home alone and maybe in your boxers and there's nobody looking, so why not? And Andy was never the sort of person to eat one slice. Like, I got 1 week of being a pirate on that boat, and it was incredible. And I'd do it forever, but I don't have the balls. Andy always eats the whole pie, and I think I'd like to be a little bit more like my friend Andy.
Thank you, Chris Crotwell. Yeah, I feel like I would have felt the exact same way about that trip that you did, where like it would have sounded awesome, and then in the middle of it, it would have been awful, and then looking back, yeah, that was so awesome. Chris, you want to do that? You want to rent a boat and just go? Me and you? Let's go to Toronto or something, dude. Sorry, Shelby. I'm taking your man for a week. Let's do